Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello! Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast. What's up, what's up, what's up? We're batching it, baby. We got a lot of shows today, November 18th, 2014. Fired up! Hey, you can connect with me, by the way. If you'd like to connect with an insane entrepreneur, make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or Facebook, or just email me, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Let me know what you want to hear on the show, and if I use your content, I will give you a little bit of love on the show. By the way, today's podcast brought to you by my ass. Oh my God. I fell down the stairs at 2 o'clock in the morning and I am one hurting dude. I am sitting on a pillow right now. Can I just share this with you for just a second? Would you allow me a little bit of leeway on this? So my dogs, two border collies, Ginger and Lucy, Ginger and Lucy. All right. They're crated every night, especially when it's like 5 below 0. Sometimes they'll sleep in the garage. It was just bitter cold last night. So they want to sleep in the same crate, even though they, you know, barely fit in there together. They're sisters, and they've been together since birth. So, you know, they love it up. So anyway, about 2 in the morning, I hear, woof, woof. Okay, well, they got to go out. So I get up. And I'm in one of those, like, they woke me out of a deep sleep. I still think my wife fakes sleeping, but that's a whole conversation I have for another day. We both, like, fake it, you know, sleeping until one of us gets up, and then we're like, oh, geez, I didn't hear the dog. Oh, okay. It's been going on for 5 years. Anyway, I think she really was sleeping. Poor girl. I mean, she's, you know, wiped out every day with our daughter in the NICU. We drive down every day, got 3 kids at home, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I get up, and I'm in one of those deep sleeps where literally I didn't even know where I was, what world I was in, okay? My feet hit the floor. I stumble and bumble, get my 46-year-old body to the top of the stairs. I grab, at least I thought I grabbed, the railing as I'm walking down. We got about 15, 17 stairs, carpeted stairs that go down from the master all the way down to the second level where the dogs are. And I navigate the first couple of stairs okay, and then I don't know what happened. I was still sleeping, and my heel hit the third set, and I slid down right on my backside. Boom, right into the wall. Now, a lot of thoughts going through your mind when you're sitting, almost lying, on a landing. Thank God it was a landing that caught me. You're lying on the landing, and the dog goes, woof. Still doing it. Woof. And you're kind of thinking, wow, this is not the vision of success, okay? It's 2 a.m. I'm lying, staring up at the ceiling on the landing of our floor. Dog's going, woof, and I still have yet to let him out. There's two pictures hanging on the wall on the landing as well. And so it was so loud, it sounded like a truck ran into our house. I mean, literally, I'm 200 pounds flying down the stairs. So then my wife woke up. Oh, my God, you okay? I'm like, yep. Just hurting a little bit. She goes, you need me to let that dog? I'm like, nah, I think I can make it up here. So pulled myself, you know, from being on my back to getting on all fours, just making sure that I wasn't paralyzed or anything like that, and I felt pretty good. And then I grabbed hold of the railing again for the rest of my saunter down the remaining 8 stairs, and I had a hold of the railing, death gripping it all the way down, limped over, let the dogs out, they went out. And then they were playing outside, like frolicking in the snow, like we were in a winter wonderland. I'm like, they weren't coming back in. I finally got back to sleep. So here I am. That's why, you know, I'm hurting a little bit on the backside. But I'm doing okay, man, playing through the pain today. So let's talk about pain. Somebody just posted, ironically, finish my thought on Breaking Bad, the series Breaking Bad I started watching over the weekend about the father who gets diagnosed with lung cancer. He's got 18 months or so or less to live and starts making meth with his high school student, his former high school student, to make money to pay for all these bills, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hospital bills. So then coincidentally, somebody just posted, and I apologize, I don't have the name, a link on my wall about a lady, a young mother, flew to Hawaii. She was 6 months pregnant, and she was going on a little bit of a mini vacation. Now, she had clearance from her doctor to go. All right, so everything was fine. And then while she's in Hawaii a few days, she goes into labor early. And keep in mind, she's only 6 months pregnant. So she delivers her baby at like 12 weeks, 11 weeks early. The baby's in the hospital for 2 months, and she racks up close to $1 million in hospital bills, okay? So they fly home. The baby, the good news is she's got a healthy baby. The bad news is her insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield, will not pay for any of her hospital bills while she was in Hawaii, which is over $900,000. Let's just call it $1 million, because the title of the story was Million Dollar Baby. So she got a letter from an insurance company saying because she was being treated as a high-risk pregnancy, blah, 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 we can't cover. It's considered a pre-existing condition. So she, to her defense, and her defense is she did not have a pre-existing condition, and her specialist in her hometown wrote a letter to the insurance company letting her know that she wasn't being treated for any high-risk pregnancy. However, still denied. Claim denied. So I was thinking about Breaking Bad, where this guy's trying to pay for his hospital bills, and this story. I mean, look, the young mother and her family, they got to make a decision, okay? Either fight it, you know, hire attorneys to fight this that they should be covered, or go bankrupt and just flush the claim down with everything else in their life and just have that scarlet letter on their credit report for the next 7 or 10 years, or just kind of keep negotiating. You know, and see what happens. But nobody can pay $1 million insurance claim. Nobody. I mean, come on, man. It's just not. Most people in the world cannot pay $1 million anything. You know, they don't have that kind of money. It takes them, if you're making 50 grand a year net, not even gross, net, and all you did was just pay money towards that insurance claim and not pay for food or shelter or clothing or anything like that, it'd still take you 20 years. Think about that. It ain't going to happen. And I'm the most optimistic guy out there. So I started thinking, man, between, you know, watching Breaking Bad and then seeing this link, and just in general, here's my thought on that. First of all, most people will not give up their job, their current job as an employee, because of a number of reasons. But mainly, a big, big reason of that is what? It's health insurance. Because God forbid you have that catastrophic event that happens in your life, like the lady that went to Hawaii, the mother that went to Hawaii, and you got $1 million claim. Insurance companies are supposed to pay for that, but then they don't, right? Because what do insurance companies in the business of doing? Collecting money and, help me out, class, not paying a claim. That's why they make so much money. Yes, 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 yes. Now we all understand that. So when I left my job, I had a big fear of insurance. I kept my Cobra, which is, you can keep Cobra for 18 months or something. I don't even know the time frame. I kept it for 2 months because it was $1,200 a month for Cobra insurance when I left my job to keep my family of five insured. Actually, a family of four. We hadn't even had our youngest at the time yet, Paigey. So it was $1,200 a month. I'm like, damn, I can't afford $1,200 a month. So I let it go. And then I went into the aftermarket and I bought some high deductible policy. The deductible was like, I don't even know, $7,000. And it was still $400 a month, but at least my family was insured. And then it hit me that that's a pretty good plan. For $300, $400 a month, I could make sure that, you know, if somebody got hit by a bus or, you know, actually our youngest, here's a story. My youngest daughter, Paige, was in Children's Hospital in 2009. And she had a fever for 16 days with a stiff neck. And you think, what? Meningitis? I mean, horrible, horrible. They couldn't find it, never did find what it was. It went away. It just went away. And you know what's funny? Our pediatrician John Robinson here in Cincinnati. He's an old school doctor. And he's an older guy, probably in his 60s. I mean, he's probably close to retirement. He's not one of these young bucks floating around, you know. And he's old school. And as soon as we didn't even go to children's yet or anything, but as soon as Paige had a stiff day, he goes, you know, she's probably playing with her sisters, crimped her neck, and just coincidentally she's got a fever. And he just kind of played it off. You know what? I think he was right. The original diagnosis was right. She was roughing around in the basement and crimped her neck and jammed it a little bit. And coincidentally, she couldn't shake a fever. And, you know, let me also tell you another thing. Google's the worst thing ever invented when you got medical issues going on in your family. True or true, right? You start Googling your symptoms, and the next thing you know, you got 30 days to live. But we had that high deductible policy. And just for a three-day stay at Children's Hospital and with all the testing, it was over $30,000 that we got billed and the insurance company paid. We owed like $3,000. All right, that was the individual max that we were out. The $7,000 is like your family deductible. I think we had to pay the first $3,000, and then the insurance company picked up 100% of the cost. Let me tell you, I gladly paid $3,000 for that $30,000, $40,000 bill. But a lot of people can't even afford that premium. But their biggest fear is when you quit your job, you're not going to lose health insurance. Now, in the United States, and I don't want to get into a health insurance podcast, okay? But there's a lot of different ways to get insurance here, okay? And in your country, I'm sure whether it's provided for you or you can get it on your own, don't let that be the reason why you don't go for your dream. Because here's a lady who had insurance, husband had a job, they had it all taken care of, okay? She even got traveler's insurance when she went. That's another thing I forgot to tell you. She got insurance that if something happened to her medically, everything would be covered. No, not so fast. Pre-existing condition. See what I'm talking about? It's like even when you plan to do the right thing, catastrophe happens. So do the thing you want to do anyway. Just go do it, man. Yeah, it might happen. It could. Catastrophe might strike, or it might not. Remember Mark Twain, what does he say? I've known a great many fears in my life, most of which never happened. I feel horrible for that family. I know what it's like to rack up a lot of insurance bills. I know, man. I know what it's like to rack up a lot of medical bills. Trust me. What do you think I do? An hour a day, every day, for the last 93 days, shuffle through the invoices, get on the phone, make some phone calls. But you know what? We got a baby girl who we thought would never gonna live. Would I rather have insurance bills through the roof and a healthy baby, or no insurance bills and no baby? Come on now. Come on. You can always make more money. You can't make more times, and you sure as hell can't make another miracle like your baby, right? So I heard that story today. I saw it on Facebook. Thank you, by the way. I think her name is Suzanne, who posted that on my wall. And also, when I'm watching Breaking Bad, it's very depressing watching this guy thinking he can sell crystal meth to pay for long-term care. And guys, these stories are real stories. They happen all the time. How do you avoid them? Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Remember, that does happen, but that's not a death sentence for your dream, not by any stretch. You know what it does? It forces you to grow bigger than your problems and get a little bit creative legally, not selling meth, but legally get creative. If your biggest fear is leaving a job, you're not going to have health insurance, you'll get the health insurance, okay? But you'll never get more time for your dream. You know what I'm talking about? It's Sam Crowley. I see you on the next show today. We're fired up, baby. Fired up. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.